This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Being home in Portland, being back with his three kids was by far the biggest, most important factor in Damian Lillard deciding to return and re-sign with the Trailblazers. He was going to spend the year rehabbing his Achilles tear in the Portland area anyways. So returning to the Blazers franchise, even though he requested a trade just 2 years ago, was something he deeply cared about. And Boston, Minnesota, dozens of other teams had minimum and mid-level exception offers out to Damian Lillard in the last several weeks. But I'm told Lillard, as well as Joe Cronin, the Blazers GM, head coach Chauncey Billups, they all met at Damian Lillard's home in recent weeks and figured out how they were going to bond and reunite and move forward on a deal. 3 years, $42 million. He has a player option in the third year as well.
Hour number two, Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Jones off today. He'll be back on Monday. Billy Lanny has slid over. Fitzy's going to join us at high noon today. We'll have more on Damian Lillard going back to Portland in just a moment. But the Red Sox return from the All-Star break this afternoon. A little day baseball in Wrigley. Sox and Cubs. It'll be Lucas Giolito on the mound. 220 first pitch, 120 with the pregame here on WEEI. And I think we might know who's playing today.
Lineup's out. Lineup is out.
I think so. So here we go. The second half opener. Leading off for the Boston Red Sox in left field, Jarren Duran. Batting second, the third baseman, Alex Bregman. Your designated hitter batting third, Roman Anthony. Batting cleanup. And behind the plate, Carlos Narvaez. All-star snub, Carlos Narvaez. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Willier Abreu. Batting seventh, your shortstop. Nope, sixth, your shortstop, Trevor Story. Batting seventh, friend of the show at second base, Marcelo Meyer. Batting eighth, the hottest player in baseball, also an all-star snub, the center fielder, Seydon Rafaela. And batting second leadoff at first base, the bull, Abraham Toro. What do you think of that lineup, Bill?
Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. So no...
Nothing jumps out at me. Like, why is he there? Why is he there?
Nope. No Yoshida today, at least to start, and no Romy Gonzalez, who was hot. Now, they're facing a righty. Mm-hmm. But Romy was hitting everybody, so I wonder if that was maybe a tough guy to leave out of the lineup for.
Romy's tired from babysitting Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer.
Well, I was going to say, how are the legs on Anthony and Meyer? They've been all over town.
Week.
6 to 10 ladies every time you see these guys. Just living the dream. You're right, Romy and Romy Gonzalez is sort of their chaperone. But
The adult in the room.
So I do like this lineup. I think the one thing you do have is how often is Roman Anthony going to end up being the DH, which I'm okay with.
Right.
I don't think ideal, not long term, but for this team, if you want Duran and Rafael and Abreu in the outfield, Roman Anthony needs to be in the lineup. Also, having him hit third is interesting. Now you go lefty, righty, lefty, Duran, Bregman, Anthony, but I wonder if that is what we see going forward.
What, back and forth? More back and
forth?
No,
no, just those three. Because I feel like Anthony was hitting second a lot. Mm. Not that it's the biggest deal, but he was hitting second a lot before Bregman came back. And maybe they'll just make this switch. Plus, I mean, I think you want to kind of stagger your lefties and your righties.
Right.
And that they're doing that kind of up and down the lineup, it looks like, for right now. But yeah, that's pretty good. You know, we'll see. So then Saturday they face a lefty. And my guess is Romy and Ref Snyder are in. And Toro's out. And unfortunately, maybe Meyer's out.
Right. Yeah, no. You want him in there much as possible. But again, like, you got to kind of, I hate to use the term baby them, but.
Yep.
Oh, we go slow, yep, and easy with them.
All right, so add that to the mix. But you heard the news, and this happened yesterday after we got off the air. But Damian Lillard going back to the Portland Trail Blazers. The reports were the Celtics were interested, offered him probably the vet minimum. But Tatum was recruiting Damian Lillard. He's probably not going to play all season.
No.
He's going to rehab from an injury and hopefully be back for the following season as he's getting into his mid to late 30s. Is it a good thing that they didn't get Damian Lillard?
I think it was a fun story for a couple days.
Yeah.
The fact that he could have been here. Would he have wanted to be like the sixth man off the bench at the veteran minimum? You know, then he had Tatum's talking to him. He's like, oh, there might be some smoke here. But I think in the long run, like, I think he would have taken whatever Portland offered him.
Just go
he
back. Just,
yeah, he didn't. Yeah. From when that happened, I don't think he was a fan of leaving Portland at all. Like,
well,
he had set up shop there. He was happy there.
He wanted to go to Miami.
Yeah.
It didn't get his way. Went to Milwaukee. Didn't work out. So now he goes back to Portland. Will probably end his career in Portland. I've always been a fan of the player, but I didn't really understand the fit here. They have small guards.
Right.
They have Peyton Pritchard. Derek White's not necessarily a small guard, but they have him as well. They need bigs.
Mm-hmm.
They also need guys that can play this season.
Right.
So I didn't want to spend money, even if it was the minimum, or even if they somehow found a way to get him all the way up to the mid-level. I didn't want to pay him that to rehab. And then you're like, all right, now here he comes in with Tatum the following year. I also don't know how much is left in the tank in Lillard. He had a good statistical year this year, but at his age and coming off the injury, we went through this with Tatum. How many guys had really good years or careers after an Achilles injury? Few.
Right. How long will it take him to get even close to 100%?
Yeah.
If he's ever
100%
again, and whatever 100% in his eyes is.
So I'm honestly okay with this. I had a feeling that these two guys might have been using each other. Like, hey, get the interest up in Lillard. Also, the Celtics can look at it and say, see, we're interested in guy. We're interested
right.
in these.
It was a fun story for a couple days.
Yeah.
But it would have been a lot to ask of him, too. You know, he understands he's coming off of surgery. He understands he's a little bit older.
Mm-hmm.
He understands he's not the greatest defender. But how does he do accepting that role of the sixth man? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you're a superstar, it's probably tough to take that step back.
Yeah, because I wonder, you know, how is he going to fit it? Like, could you even play him and Pritchard together? Like, or would teams just sort of abuse that?
You know,
like having like the one small guard. And Pritchard does what he can defensively, but you can only do so much at that size. So, yeah, I mean, you know, Lillard will go and, you know, hopefully he comes back. It's good for the NBA if you like the more good players you have.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think him being here was the right fit, right? Was the right answer or anything like that. So that's now gone. The other conversation that has come up with the Celtics is Jaylen Brown, you know, doing a couple of interviews, also doing like the whatever that was, a podcast or just like a stream with Kyrie Irving the other day. He's very confident in himself, which is great. What are the expectations for Jaylen Brown next year for the team as well, but specifically for Jaylen Brown, who has talked a lot about what he has sacrificed and how good he is and, you know, what he's given up for the team and all this. Well, now you're the guy.
Yep.
Like, clearly the guy.
This is what you wanted.
What do you think?
What do you think
it's going
to
be?
Well, that's the thing, too. It's like, this is it, to see a guy say how he wants to be viewed, how he wants to play.
Yeah.
This literally it fell in his lap.
Yes. Yeah, like
now
hard.
You have no choice. You are the guy. You want to be the guy. Show us that you can do it.
Yeah.
I don't want to be like Nick and say he's going to get 30 points and 7 rebounds and 12 turnovers.
Like
Nick just sucked
possibility.
He just sucked the foot out of it. No, yes. I get it. But you're trying
negative
to like,
Nick.
Yeah, exactly.
Negative Nick weighing in.
You know, I'm just hoping that it isn't to the point where you're like, oh my God, he won't stop jacking up shots. You know, you don't want to look at it and be like, oh my God, just stop shooting. But that's how it is in the league. How do you get out of a funk? You shoot your way out of it. You know, it's. But he's going to have to take a lot. Between him and Derek White, there's going to be a lot of shots taken.
I mean.
And I hope it don't wear him out. You know what I mean? That's the biggest thing, too. He wants all the weight on his shoulders. He wants to be seen as that guy. But as a fan, and I'm sure as management and coaches, like, we can't, if we're going to even sniff the playoffs, if we're going to play a round of the playoffs, we need to have him have his legs underneath him.
So last year, looking at it, now, obviously not all these guys played every game, but Jason Tatum, when he was out there, took 20 shots a game. Mm. Kristaps Porzingis, when he was out there, took just under 14 shots a game. Drew Holiday took 9, and Horford took 8. That's a lot of shots you're taking away.
Right?
Those guys are all off the team. You still have Brown, who was second on the team, just under 18 shots attempted per game. Derek White and Peyton Pritchard combined for 23 shots a game. So the number for White and Pritchard will also go up. As of right now, they still have Anthony Simons. So, like, I'm a fan of Simons. That guy will take a lot of shots.
I was going to say, is he a big shot taker?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
you know, I know he handles the ball, but how often is he jacking it up?
No, he will take a bunch of shots. He'll take a bunch of threes. And with Missoula, he'll probably take even more threes than he has out in Portland. But he's 3 straight years around 20 points per game. Mm-hmm. Now, bad team, so maybe that number goes down. But he'll at least take some of the burden there. But my guess is Jaylen Brown is going to be towards the top of the league in shot attempts, which he already was even with Tatum. He really should be top of the league in scoring.
Yeah.
Like, I think he kind of has to be by default. And if he isn't, I think some of these comments are going to get kind of thrown back in his face.
That's the worst part about it. Mm-hmm. For a guy who sees everything and hears everything about him, when media starts getting after him about playing like that, who knows how it will impact him.
So he was 22nd in the league in scoring last year on just straight points per game, 22.2. The leader was Shea Gilgeous-Alexander at 32.7. So I don't know. Maybe he doesn't take a 10-point leap, but it should probably be, if he averages 5 more points, that would put him 5th in the league.
Yeah. Sounds,
I think that's what he should be.
That's a reasonable expectation.
Yeah, I think you know, leading the league in scoring might be too far afield, but if he's top 5, because Tatum, you know, even swap him out. Tatum was 5th in the league in scoring. Only SGA, Giannis, Jokic, and Anthony Edwards scored more per game than Tatum. So those guys will flip flop. And then the other thing that's going to be sort of be telling with Jaylen Brown is, all right, you're the best player on a team that finished 8th or 4th. Like, there's a big kind of sliding scale there. You know, the example I bring up every single time is Scottie Pippen, who is like the prototype great number 2 player. Mm-hmm. Nobody really thought he was the number 1. And I'm not saying Jaylen Brown is Scottie Pippen. I'm just saying, like, in that regard, like, a team that won a title, has the accolades, has like the all-star appearances, but you're like, he's not a number 1. When he had a chance to be a number 1, the team still won a ton of games. Mm-hmm. They didn't win the title. He statistically was great, and then also welcomed the great player back. Because that's the other thing that's going to be down the road, something to keep an eye on, is let's say Jaylen Brown has an unbelievable year, like great year, and then Tatum comes back. Like, is he cool with just being like, all right, now it's
go back 2 years.
Now I'm back to being the second guy again. I don't know. Like, it's a fascinating story. I do think that the Eastern Conference is in a state where even the current Celtics roster, which has no big men to speak of, I still have him in the top 6, and maybe that's me being too
fanboyish.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
That's all right. Nothing wrong with
maybe
that.
Maybe it is. But I feel like a Brown, Derek White backcourt kind of puts you in a good spot, doesn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I assume that they're going to make the playoffs.
Just like
you said, because the state of the East is, you know, Cleveland's still a good team. Who knows what the Knicks and the Pacers are going to be this year, you know? The Bucks are always in the mix, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's not a crazy idea that they can get, a 10 teams get a playoff chance with the play-ins and all
with
that
the
stuff?
You know? 10, I mean, yeah, so like, it's 10 per conference. 20 of the 30 teams make the playoffs.
Right,
so like,
it's a little insane.
They probably should.
It's a little insane, but if the season starts and you tell me that the Celtics have the potential to be a 7 or an 8 seed, I would not argue that one bit.
So you're looking at the odds to win the Eastern Conference based off of just like Vegas odds, right? So the Cavs are currently the favorite, followed by the Knicks. The Cavs haven't really changed their roster much. I feel like they have to. I feel like they have a massive payroll on their team, too. But we'll see. So Donovan Mitchell, they had the best regular season last year. Obviously, they were disappointing in the playoffs. But they're number 1. The Knicks, who just swapped coaches, but they still have the same roster. They're second. Then the Orlando Magic, who got my guy Desmond Bane. The Philadelphia 76ers somehow are fourth. I don't even consider them. The Bucks are fifth. Hawks are sixth. And then the Celtics are seventh as far as odds to win the conference. Followed by the Pistons, which I feel like is kind of low on the Pistons.
Right?
I think...
We still think Pistons. We think between, you know, after the 04 run that they had, it's they kind of...
They died, but then last year,
but they've rebuilt it.
They had one of the great turnarounds from where they were 2 years ago to where they were last year. Mm. They still have Cade Cunningham, who had put up there as top five in the conference, but they're low. But so basically, if you just look at that, they have the Celtics as a playoff team, but it looks like a play-in team based just on the odds. But
still in.
Not putting the Hawks or even the Bucks. Like, how good are the Bucks going to be?
Right.
They got rid of Lillard. They bring in Miles Turner. They still have Giannis, who I think is like an underachiever overall. So like I think that just speaks to how wide open the East is.
It is.
And if you have Jaylen Brown and as confident as Jaylen Brown is, then like, all right.
We'll take it.
You should be at the top. All right, if you want to weigh in, you can at 617-779-7937. Pre-game, couple hours away as the Red Sox open up the second half. Taking on the Cubs this afternoon, 2:20 first pitch here on WEEI. But it is a Friday, so we have our Friday four-pack of questions coming up next, but first, here is Billy Lanny with What's Trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's What's Trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. The Red Sox, in their 10-game winning streak, return from the All-Star break this afternoon to begin a three-game series against the Cubs in Chicago. First pitch from Wrigley's at 2:20. You can hear the call of the game with Will Fleming and Mike Monaco right here on 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Lucas Giolito gets a start for the Sox against the Cubs' Colin Ray. Don't forget to tune in to the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show with Joe Weil beginning at 1:20. Sox lineup is out. Jaron Duran's in left. Alex Bregman at third. Roman Anthony is your DH. Carlos Narvaez behind the plate. Willie Abreu in right. Trevor Story at short. Marcelo Meyer at second. Seidon Rafaela in center. And Abraham Toro is at first base. Celtics improved to 3-1 in summer league action after last night's 87-78 win over the Lakers. Jordan Walsh led Celtics scorers with 17 points. The season's summer league schedule will continue on Sunday against the Atlanta Hawks. According to Shams Charania, nine-time NBA All-Star Damian Lillard is finalizing a three-year, $42 million contract to return to the Trailblazers. The deal is expected to include a player option for 2027 and 2028 and a no-trade clause, according to Adam Schefter. Pittsburgh Steelers linebacker TJ Watt has become the highest-paid non-QB in NFL history for the second time after reaching an agreement on a three-year, $123 million contract extension, which includes a $108 million fully guaranteed. NFLPA Executive Director Lloyd Howell Jr. has resigned, ending his two-year stint as the leader of the union. And tomorrow night, the Revolution host Orlando City SC. Kickoff from Gillette Stadium is 7:30. Lobster Lovers Weekend is back. Visit the 99 restaurants this Friday through Sunday and order their famous Colossal or Hut Butted Lobster Roll, and you'll get a free three-course meal upgrade. This weekend only, you gotta love the nines. I'm Billy Lanny. That's What's Trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI and streaming everywhere on the Odyssey app.
What's in today's Friday four-pack?
Friday four-pack time here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Jones is back on Monday. Billy Lanny has slid over. That means Nick gets to ask the questions today. Nick, what do we got?
All right, first one. How many Pro Bowlers will the Patriots have this season?
So we just went through the whole list Jeremy Fowler put together, you know, talking to coaches, scouts, GMs, top 10 per position. The Patriots have one top 10 player in the league at their position, Christian Gonzalez. He came in at number 6. They had, I think, one honorable mention and then three guys like receiving votes. So based off of that, it doesn't strike me as too many. Now, there's also the Pro Bowl's weird. Drake May was a Pro Bowler last year. But my answer, I think, is 2. Christian Gonzalez, I feel like, is a lock.
Yep, I agree with that.
And then this is sort of a cheating, but it's also a Pro Bowler. Brendan Schooler? Special teamer in the game, probably?
Do they still do that because it's flag football?
Yeah, I think they still acknowledge
they name
it.
Him, but you don't have to do anything.
Yeah, he just like shows up and he gets to play Monopoly or whatever they end up doing. But my guess would be those two. Now, you know, obviously, I just don't. Drake May won't make it real. Even if he has a good year, he'll only make it if like four guys turn it down. Because you play in the same conference as Mahomes, Lamar, Allen, Herbert. Right. It's loaded.
But that's how I'm kind of going with it.
Okay. So that's fair.
Right. So as opposed to saying like who's going to be voted in as a starter,
no, just Pro Bowl.
Just Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
So I'm with you with Christian Gonzalez.
Yeah.
I think he's in as a starter. You know, however they do it, he'll be leading in that position.
Yeah.
Hunter Henry.
Good one.
Going with Hunter Henry.
Okay.
And I'm going with Drake May. Again, doesn't necessarily mean they're going to be the first pick.
No.
I see them as reserves. So I got three. I got May.
Okay.
I got Hunter Henry. I got Christian Gonzalez.
It's funny. I still have them making the playoffs, so they probably should have more than one and a special teamer or whatever. But
you don't want to come off as too much of a fan.
Yeah, right. Like, take it easy. Take my foot off the gas a little bit.
Right, because like Robert Spillane could have an amazing season.
I was thinking like Milton Williams probably should, but there's too many guys up front that'll have like 10 sacks or whatever, and so like the stats will be better, and he won't make it that way. I don't think any of the linemen will make it.
That's the thing. I'm like, ooh, Will Campbell? I'm like, does the rookie make it?
Will Campbell.
Right? Like,
yeah, I mean, you never know. But
again, it's tough because as opposed to picking them as who's their original first pick as a startup as opposed to who's a reserve.
Plus, it's a lot of times it's like a little bit of either a popularity contest or like have you been on there before? Then you'll get on there again. And they don't have a lot of guys that are like reigning Pro Bowlers. So, yeah, I'll stick with my 2. Billy's going with 3. All right, what do you got, Nick?
Which major league ballpark that you've never been to do you most want to see?
All right,
So the Red Sox are in Wrigley today. I have been to Wrigley, sick brag. And
Sick brag, bro. Yeah.
So it's not Wrigley. It's I think it has to be Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh apparently
PNC
has
looks awesome.
An incredible park. It's got like a cool view.
Right.
It's one of the newer ones, I guess. The team's trash, but by all accounts, the ballpark is amazing. So I think that would be number one on my list.
Yeah, I would put Pittsburgh up there. I'd like to see San Diego.
Okay.
San Diego is a nice looking place. I remember when I, years ago, you can get this brag ready, I went to Olympic Stadium for an Expos game.
Oh.
And that place was like, it was cool because it was something different, but it was very odd to like walk into a place, be indoors, AstroTurf, and be like, professional baseball is played here. It didn't feel right.
Safe.
And it's something that I should have done years ago.
Yeah.
Is Baltimore.
I've never been to Baltimore
either. Like everybody talks about, just go to Baltimore. The flights are cheap. The tickets are cheap. Like you can pay low price and get to go see a good stadium. So,
but now I feel like that park is old. Compared to some of the new ones, right? Because that was like one of the first like new wave ones. Right. I really haven't been to too many. Cleveland, obviously.
Of course.
That's well documented.
The Jake?
Yeah.
Isn't it? It's progressive.
Now it's something else, but people still call it the Jake. Going to the Indians game at the Jake. Yeah, it's the Guardians.
Catching the White Sox at Comiskey.
Nope. Wrigley. I've been to Philly, both the old and the new in Philly.
Give me a day game at Wrigley, as I mentioned before.
Oh, sick.
Get my sunblock ready.
I'm ready. Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, no, Pittsburgh looks just like a beautiful, beautiful stadium, and I always like to look at San Diego's place, too.
Yeah. All right, so there you go. All right, number three, Nick.
What's the perfect room temperature?
All right, this is...
Is this a fight at the house?
Well, no, not necessarily, because I think when you have kids, you also need to keep it a certain temperature throughout the year, because I would rather just, like, in the wintertime, not even turn the heat on and just, like, bottom the thing out. And just be like, it's 60.
You're fine.
Like it's 58 degrees, and we can hang meat. I'd be fine with that. But there's other people in the house, so I would say the perfect room temperature is probably 68.
Oof, I'm right there.
Is it?
Absolutely. I was going to say 100% 68 degrees. Yeah. We've been very lucky in the apartment my girlfriend and son live in now, fifth floor. We've been there going on 10 years.
Sick brag, bro.
Never turned the heat on once.
Really?
Oh, I should have waited.
Haven't turned the heat on once, being on the fifth floor, because heat rises. There's sure some does. Science for you.
Sure does.
Never really, you know, nothing more than like a blanket. We've never been like shivering and think like, oh, we should turn
but
it
like,
on.
But like, is it like this week, how hot is it? Like,
oh, it's disgusting.
You
blow the air conditioner's on. Absolutely.
Yeah,
like, nonstop. Oh, yeah, right, right.
What problem is?
Exactly. The electric bill from we'll even say October, because sometimes September it gets pretty rank up there with heat-wise, you know.
Yeah.
But like October to May, we don't need anything. So, like, the electric bill is decent there. And then once the summer rolls around, July is nuts.
Because I would rather it be, like, close to freezing. But when you have, like, little kids, it's like...
They're always cold.
You can't really do that, so you got to turn it up.
Yeah,
but then,
put a
like,
blanket on, put a hoodie on.
But then it can't be too hot either. And then so now in the house, like, the AC this whole week has just been going crazy.
Right.
So, like, we don't have it at 68 now because it's, like, the AC would never shut off.
Right.
It would be
right.
insane. So now it's like probably too warm. It's probably like 72.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I mean,
that's
that
rare.
But like if you ever go to a hotel, the first thing you do is you go in there and you're like,
jack up the air conditioner, 60, don't even hesitate.
62
right?
degrees. What is it in here? I feel like the morning show has it like hotter.
Has it pretty warm.
I think we turn it down.
I put
day.
It on 68 every day I've been here.
Okay.
Because it's too warm.
It is. It's like hot.
Right. Yeah. It's not even just warm. It's thick.
Man, we're on the bottom floor too. Right. We shouldn't have that problem here. But and yet here we are. All right. There you go. Last one, Nick.
Which movie is better, Rookie of the Year or Little Big League?
All right, this is very topical because Rookie of the Year, Chicago Cubs.
Right.
And Red Sox playing the Cubs this afternoon. And then Little Big League, Rob Bradford informed us that the mom.
Pete Crow Armstrong's mother.
Pete Crow Armstrong's mom is an actress and was the mother in a baseball movie.
Yeah, Little Big League.
All right, so they came out right around the same time, mid-90s, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, thick white plastic containers that the tapes, the VHSs would come in.
All right. So what's the question? What's the better movie?
I'm leaving both on.
Yeah, which movie's better?
They both came out in 94. Oh, no. Rookie of the Year was 93. Little Big League was 94. So it was little 9-year-old Rich Keefe and little 10-year-old Rich Keefe going from Little League Baseball to watching these movies. I think the better movie is Rookie of the Year. The more realistic movie is Little Big League.
Oh, you think that's more realistic?
I do.
Really?
So the reason why I think it's more realistic is I think some of these owners of teams, nobody's checking them.
Yep.
Right? They can do whatever they want.
A lot of nepotism.
A lot of nepotism. So if a owner was like, I'm leaving the team to my son, and my grandson's going to be the manager.
Can happen.
More likely.
Unlikely to happen, but it's not impossible.
More likely than a 9-year-old getting a shoulder surgery and throwing 100 miles an hour, I think.
That wasn't even surgery. That was just healing.
Oh, he just got better. Right. He's like Wolverine.
Exactly. Here's another thing, too, to look at it, right? Try to judge it on appearances by major league players.
Got it.
You know what I mean? So little big league, you got Junior. You got Randy Johnson.
True.
You got, I think Mickey Tettleton was in there. There was a handful of guys. And then Rookie of the Year, Barry Bonds was in there.
I got the list for Big League.
Oh, okay.
Give me the Little Big League
baseball. Yeah, which professional team would you draft from these movies?
Ken Griffey Jr.,
yep.
Lou Piniella, Mickey Tettleton, Pudge Rodriguez, Sandy Alomar Jr., Carlos Baerga, Randy Johnson, Wally Joyner, Paul O'Neill, Rafael Palmeiro, Dean Palmer, Tim Raines, and Chris Berman.
That's a pretty stacked lineup in Little Big League for professionals.
Man, that's a good argument in favor of it.
Yep.
Let's see. I don't even know if they had. Oh, here we go. Here's a few. Barry Bonds.
Yep.
And Bobby Bonilla.
That's it? That's all they're putting up there?
That's all I see. Pedro Guerrero?
Pedro Guerrero was there.
I don't know.
That was it. If you're going by Major League Baseball player appearances in the movie, you're going with Little Big League. Yeah.
But as a little kid, cooler to be like a pitcher on the field or the skip?
Oh, no, it would be the skip. He owned the team, owned the stadium, head coach.
Good performance by Daniel Stern in Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, I see that.
And Gary Busey.
Right.
Who played Chet Rocket Steadman.
Yep. Who ended up becoming friendly with Henry's mother.
Yeah, a little too friendly.
Yeah, but that happened in Little Big League.
It did, of course.
Pete Crow Armstrong's mother got very friendly with the first baseman.
That's a good point.
I can't remember his name.
It's like a subplot. If I say, the kid's mom is all of a sudden canoodling with some of the players.
Daniel Stern was awesome in Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, it was Lou Collins, the first baseman.
And the actor was I just remember him as Poindexter from Revenge of the Nerds. But
Timothy Busfield.
Yeah,
yeah.
He'll always be Poindexter from Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah, so you're going Little Big League based off of the sheer Major League Baseball talent
That's what I'm going to have to use to determine it based on Major League Baseball talent, Little Big League.
All right. Little Big League on Rotten Tomatoes, 35%.
Sounds about right.
Let's see what...
Rookie of the Year is in the 50s.
Let's see. 41.
Ooh.
41. Not a lot of critics
weighing in on this. Rules, I would have lost.
Here's what Roger Ebert said about Rookie of the Year. Mm-hmm. 3 out of 4 stars.
Just not believable.
He goes, four stars? He gave it 3 out of 4
what
stars.
What is this ranking system?
I don't care for it. I don't really understand it. Only go to 4? Roger Ebert on Rookie of the Year. I was absolutely lousy in Little League. I was a sub for one reason, screwing up every play I was involved in. So he's making it very much about himself.
Of course.
He goes, I stopped out there in the middle of right field, squinting into the sun, hoping desperately that the ball would not come my way. If it did, I didn't use my glove to catch it. I just used the glove for protection. I was, in fact, a lot like Henry Rowan Gardner, the 12-year-old hero of Rookie of the Year. It seemed like the other kids had always known how to play baseball, and that I would never know. When I was a kid, I think I might have liked Rookie of the Year a lot. I am no longer a kid, and this movie is not likely to make my list of the year's best. But I can remember those miserable Little League games, and so in a modest way, I'm grateful to this film. It was pure wish fulfillment 40 years after I needed it. Right. What a weird review.
I didn't know he had to make reviews strictly about himself.
Yeah, he's like,
and his struggles
in
Little League.
In Little League, so I like this movie.
There was an appearance
just reviewing his own play.
He kind of was. He was a bad player, which I would have guessed. Like Roger Ebert, bad Little Leaguer.
Right. Julia the Cat Gaffney was in Rookie of the Year.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to say like love interest because they were kids, but was into her.
All right, let's add that to the. That's another check mark.
So they might not have the MLB, but they do have a U.S. Goodwill Games gold medalist goaltender in the movie.
All right, we have Red Sox this afternoon taking on the Chicago Cubs. Lineup is out. Marcella Meyer is at second base. Roman Anthony is the DH. You can join us at 617-779-7937. Fitzy's going to join us at high noon. We'll talk some Sox and Patriots with Fitzy. Lanny is in for Jones. It's Jones and Keefe here on WEEI.
WEEI.
WEEI. New England Sports Original.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam. Walk off, baby! This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Yeah! Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now more of Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Red Sox return for the second half of the season this afternoon, taking on the Chicago Cubs. Lucas Giolito on the mound, 220 first pitch from Wrigley Field. Cubs have been good this year, third best record in baseball. Of course, nobody hotter than the Red Sox, 10 straight wins. You hope that the All-Star break didn't cool them off. Although I'm betting that they win. I'm betting I went money line Sox, Giolito six innings. Bregman over 1.5 total bases.
Yeah, 4 days off is a little killer to some momentum.
Yeah.
You know, especially if you guys are getting out and having a good time in those 4 days.
We've seen that. We've seen a few of those guys.
Along with that.
Met amongst town.
Yeah, not complaining about it. You can do whatever the hell you want to do. But when it comes to momentum, I don't know how it's going to impact them.
But there is, like, real excitement about the Red Sox.
Oh, my, absolutely. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Because it hasn't been like this for a while.
No, it hasn't. Because even 2021... they were good, and they ended up making the ALCS, and that was sort of like a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
But you remember when they traded for Schwarber? We talked about this with Bradford yesterday. They got him, and they got him relatively cheaply because he was hurt at the time. The Yankees went out and got Anthony Rizzo, and he played right away, and he was good. And everyone was like, what are the Red Sox doing? But then Schwarber eventually joined the lineup. They got hot, and they went on a run. But I feel like if you went back to the All-Star break and the trade deadline, there wasn't nearly as much excitement as there is now.
Nope.
It's been a while.
It was. Hopefully they make a move just for the sake of making a move.
Yeah. Yeah.
There wasn't really like, ooh, they needed a bunch of stuff, but it wasn't like anything particular where we're like, yeah, get a starter.
2018, they were a wagon like the whole time. And they, you know, they added and they ended up winning the World Series. 2019 was disappointing. And then since then, I mean, 2020 was legitimately a wasted year for many reasons. 21 was a surprise. But then it's been 22, 23, and 24
of
disasters in all different
and
ways.
Ugly second halves.
Horrible second halves, losing records in August in all of those ones, losing records for the second half in all of those as well. But even 2021, they had a losing record in August. They got better in September and kind of turned it around. But yeah, this team right now, and you know, we talked about it, it's kind of cliche at this point, but like, vibes are high.
Right.
Like the team is entertaining. The team is they've really kind of rallied behind moving on from Devers. They seem like they're all like happy to be teammates with each other. So that's why it's a fine line that Breslow has coming his way. Coming up on the 31st, so inside of 2 weeks is the trade deadline. And if they move any players from the active roster in an attempt to get better, you got to wonder what's the trickle-down effect.
What's the locker room going to be like?
Oh, that guy? Traded that guy?
Right. Right. So, exactly. Again, like I mentioned it earlier, and Bradfo said it yesterday, like I didn't realize – I mean, I knew people like Jaren Duran.
Yeah.
But he really it seem like don't do it. Do not get rid of this guy because of the vibe in the locker room. And I get that. I get what you were saying with Breslow. Like you have to really be careful who you add or who you – more so who you get rid of to bring in whoever you want to bring in.
It really was – it was like a positive and a negative with Bradford because he's like – it sounds like – well, he didn't say they wouldn't trade Duran, but it sounded like there should be some real reservation there. And I know a lot of people want to keep him. But then the flip side was the asking price for Joe Ryan is going to be so insane that he's not even going to get moved. And you're like, oh.
Right.
And like,
he really did.
All these starters are available, but only if you like sacrifice like your
everything,
entire roster.
A lot.
Oh, well.
Right. And that's what's tough too, because Minnesota's not good.
No.
Minnesota's not going anywhere. So you wonder like, do you really need as much as you're asking for? I mean, obviously, you're going to shoot for the moon when you get inside, getting rid of somebody like Joe Ryan. But in the reality of it, like, come on, what's the just?
I want to just give him. Because the other note he had was the Red Sox asked for, or the White Sox last year at the deadline asked for Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer. Right. So they weren't really serious about trading Garrett Crochet. But then if you're like the Twins or whatever, you can ask for that. But then look at what they actually traded him for.
Mm.
So you just want to hold on to him for three more months and then get way less. And if I'm the Red Sox, I'm going to try to like push it a little bit because you're trying to win this year. You don't want this to also be a wasted season. So we'll see what happens. Another thing I just saw pop up across the news desk here is according to Front Office Sports, a docuseries is in the works that'll be on Hulu. Starring Bill Belichick and North Carolina football.
So Hot Knocks didn't do it, so we're going to do it.
Yep. That's what it seems like. There was obviously talks about HBO having Bill Belichick in North Carolina because no NFL team wanted to do that, like the preseason one anyway, because they saw what happened to the Giants, so they're like, oh, we're getting the hell away from that. And then all these different reports sound like Jordan kind of overstepped, and then they were like, all
right,
we're out.
Right,
like,
she wanted a bigger role in the production of it, and they were like,
she wanted to produce it.
Right.
Like, based on what? What are you talking about? So she wanted, or like, final say? It was
something
a whole
like
thing.
That, yeah. Right. She was asking a lot.
You're like, all right.
So they're like, we're not even going to deal with this.
Yeah, we're gonna pull the plug. I thought it was the NFL owners that were going to say, we don't want Belichick to be kind of highlighted, but that wasn't really the case.
No.
It sounded like it was more of a Jordan thing. But so now Hulu... what's your interest level in this? If it actually goes through, there's always the chance that because it was announced that it was going to be on Hard Knocks too, and that got vetoed. So if this ends up being a thing, what's your interest level?
I'm going to say that my interest level is going to be very similar to the Clubhouse.
Okay,
I'll watch a couple episodes,
dip your toes in,
see where it is, and then take it from there because I think I got through maybe three episodes of the Clubhouse, and I'm like, okay, I know how the season ends. This isn't really. For me, I don't need to see the rest of it. So I'm gonna approach it the same way. I'll give you a couple episodes, see what I learn, and then take it from there.
Yeah, because I wonder, is this going to be one of those things? Does Hulu agree to it, and they're like, they allow Jordan to have final say on all this stuff? Or they're like, hey, we just want the content, we'll take it?
Right, I'd be curious like how quick into it you realize that she has her fingerprints
like,
all over it.
Yeah, because you'll be able to tell. You know, it was like watching The Dynasty, where you were like, a couple episodes in, you're like, oh, this is pretty good, and then it like completely turned, and you're like, oh, this is just...
Ah, right, Kraft was in the editing room on this
one. Right, exactly. So, no, I'll definitely watch it. I think I'm going to look at North Carolina. I'm not going to tell you I'm going to watch every snap of North Carolina football. I don't even know if it's all going to be on locally. The first game of the season is.
I'm sure a lot of it will be on locally.
Yeah, they should. They should. But I'll probably watch a decent amount of it. I am very intrigued on how he's going to be as a college football coach and if he's going to do it for very long or what kind of, you know, will it be a successful time down there? So I think I'll watch it. I mean, it's different feelings, but like when Tom Brady was playing for the Bucs, every time they were on, I was watching that.
Right.
Just wanted to see what it was going to look like.
Like if his message was wearing thin on professional players.
Right.
How will college play? Like, is his history and resume enough for college players to be like, yeah, we're buying in?
Yeah.
Or do they look at it as like, dude, you haven't won in X amount of years without Tom Brady? You know what I mean? I'm curious.
It wasn't enough to help his recruiting class.
Right, right. You know what
no,
I mean? So it's one of those things where I always said it about the Celtics, too. It's like, you can't, like players nowadays don't care about the banners. It's cool to win championships, but they need to know that they're going to be able to be in a position to win one themselves. Right. It's amazing history behind this team, and it's awesome that I'm here, but like a championship in the 60s isn't what's firing me up to be part of it now. So I'm curious how the modern-day college player would react to a guy who's very history-based, very, very, very good resume.
Right.
But again, like it's starting to show that, well, without Tom Brady, you were this.
Yeah, and it's also tough because you're now recruiting players who were, I mean, they won in 2018, so they were like 10 years old.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, like, I mean, it's, you know, they remember, they probably they have a memory of that. Like, they grew up, I guess, with that. But it's not the same as if you were doing this years ago and you were, like, fresh off of that. Like, there was a lot of bad seasons. You weren't involved. But as far as the docuseries, I guess it'd be somewhat interested. I'd give it a rip and
sort check
of
on it.
See where it goes. You can join the program at 617-779-7937. Red Sox baseball comes your way at 2:20 today. 1:20 with the pregame Sox and Cubs. But coming up next, Fitzy is going to join us for an hour here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh, my God!
Full scheme.
Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark. Baseball is something else.
Yes!
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.